jumped the bandwagon. You're all like, oh, I'm against a globalist elite, blah, blah, blah. It's not very convincing, to be honest.
Why don't you go f*** yourself, you tiny brain, and I hope this gets picked up. Because you're a moron. I tried to give you a hearing, but you were too f***ing annoying for me.
You can't handle the criticism, can you?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Welcome to day 762. The Justice Department will potentially announce the completion of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation as early as next week. When that happens, Attorney General William Barr will likely submit a summary of Mueller's confidential report to Congress. Mueller is required to submit a full confidential report to the Attorney General. That report is not required to be shared with Congress or the public. Barr suggested during his confirmation hearing last month that the report might not become public and has made clear that the Justice Department generally guards against publicizing derogatory information about uncharged individuals. Trump, meanwhile, will travel overseas next week for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and justice officials don't want to interfere with the White House's diplomatic efforts. Trump said it's totally up to Bill Barr as to whether Mueller's report comes out while he's overseas. Moving on, Democratic 2020 presidential candidates are already facing a coordinated barrage of social media disinformation attacks, with signs pointing toward foreign state actors driving some of the activity. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke have all been the main targets of the attacks, which have been focused on undermining their nascent candidacies through the dissemination of memes, hashtags, misinformation, and distortions of their positions. In D.C., Democrats in the House and Senate believe a senior Department of Education official tried to oust the department's independent watchdog because she was pushing back against an attempt by the department to intervene in an investigation into Betsy DeVos. Lawmakers on four committees overseeing the DOE say the attempt to remove Sandra Bruce as acting inspector general was related to the probe of DeVos's decision to reinstate an accreditor, which had its certification revoked by the Obama administration. Moving on, CNN hired a longtime Republican operative as its political editor, responsible for shaping the network's 2020 campaign coverage. Sarah Isgur was critical of Trump during the 2016 campaign, but later kowtowed to Trump and pledged loyalty to his agenda as a condition of getting the job as the DOJ's main spokesperson under then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Isgur has no journalism experience, and while it is common for departing administration officials to join cable news networks as analysts or contributors, it is less common for them to oversee news coverage. Over at the Supreme Court, Justice Clarence Thomas called on the court to re-examine a landmark 1964 case that makes it difficult for public officials to win libel suits. Justice Thomas said New York Times v. Sullivan has no basis in the Constitution as the founders understood it, and that the First Amendment does nothing to prevent states from protecting the reputation of their citizens and their leaders as they see fit. Thomas's opinion comes in the wake of complaints by Trump that libel laws make it too difficult for public figures to win libel suits. And finally, Trump, angered by a New York Times report that he tried to influence and undermine the investigation surrounding him, attacked the New York Times and labeled them as the, quote, true enemy of the people, in all caps. This is the same week that he called for retribution against NBC for satirizing him on Saturday Night Live. And now to the notables. 1. Vladimir Putin said he would respond to any deployment of new intermediate-range missiles that are placed in Europe by targeting the United States with Russia's own new field weapons, which could reach U.S. decision-making centers. 2. Trump is moving forward with plans to use his national emergency declaration to divert federal funds from other programs in order to fund his border wall, despite multiple lawsuits challenging his authority to do so. 3. The Transportation Department will cancel $929 million in federal funding for a California high-speed rail project and is, quote, actively exploring every legal option, end quote, in order to claw back the $2.5 billion that the state has already received. 4. The Office of Government Ethics refused to certify a financial disclosure report from Wilbur Ross, saying the Commerce Secretary violated his ethics agreement by inaccurately reporting stock holdings in his 2018 financial disclosures form. And 5, the White House is assembling a panel to assess whether climate change poses a national security threat. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
Attorney General William Barr, please stand up, William. Congratulations, this guy's going to do such a great job, but still, he's working for me, so I give him 3 months tops.